We are in the studio tonight with Michael McDermott and Heather Horton. Michael's new album is called Hit Me Back. It is really good to see both you guys again.
You
too. It has been like 3 years at least.
3 years.
Too long.
Much has changed.
Yeah. I hear. You guys are parents now.
Yeah,
that's
we're
a
parents
big change.
And homeowners too, which is my new plight.
That's a big, big change. That's a 90-degree turn in life right there.
Exactly.
Man. Last time you were here, Hey La Hey was a new album. Now Hit Me Back's a new album.
Yep.
You liking this one?
I like this one. I specifically kind of tried to deconstruct it a bit. Like in the studio, there was no talk of Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Waits. Like no one could – it was
Don't
forbidden.
Don't bring those up. Yep.
It was forbidden. Instead, it was like Sinead O'Connor, Sarah McLachlan, Florence and the Machine. You know, it was just trying to find different colors to paint with really. And we only had 8 days, which was quick. But oddly enough, the producer – worked with U2 and toured with them and did their sound live. And so it was funny that we were just not allowed to mention them either. So that was the new rule.
Well, you know, one of the things that I absolutely love is that if they go to your website, Michael, you list the songs and then you tell us the inspiration and what it's about and where the song came from, which maybe only appeals really to – you know, geeks like me who want to know that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm usually not sharp enough to try and figure it out by listening to it. But you've got some real poignant stories behind these new songs.
Oh, thank you.
These are emotional moments in life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I love reading about the backstory too. You know, I was always a fan of that. And the songs aren't, you know, so complex that you couldn't figure it out, but people don't have time anymore. So, like, here's a story. Here's what it's about. And it goes a little something like this. It'll sound familiar when I start singing it.
Because some of these songs, they dealt with the death of your mother.
Yeah.
And you had a friend who was terminally ill.
Yeah.
Do songs just pour out of you from that, or are those the most difficult ones you have to write?
They're easier to sing about than to talk about, really.
Yeah.
You know, and so yeah, you know, like out of you know, I was talking via email about God this morning to a rancher down in Texas. We have this battle, you know, because I'm kind of suffering through a pretty big crisis right now of real faith, and so we got into the idea of suffering, and if there's a God, why is they're suffering. And so because out of that is born, out of frustration, out of tragedy, out of pain, beauty is born out of those things. And it's not easy and it's not fun and it's, you know, we wish it could be great all the time. But so out of those moments or a fight with Heather, you know, the good stuff is born out of that, you know.
Hey. It's true. It happened. Happened a couple weeks back. He's thanking me for it today. I'm like, no.
I'm like, I'm glad you were such a B because I wouldn't have had that song.
Well, before we go any further, why don't we give people a taste of the music we're talking about
okay.
here. Title song, Hit Me Back.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Let me do that. Here we go.
I hit the bottle pretty hard last night. I hit the bottle pretty hard last night. I've been wound up a little too tight. I hit the bottle so hard, in fact, this morning it hit me back. I woke up this morning with my head on the floor. You see, my ego was bruised and my keys in the door. I was 40 minutes late, still fighting a war. Time couldn't go much slower. I can't quite remember just what I'd done. Whatever it was, I tell myself I had fun. The day's gonna be long and it's only begun. And I couldn't feel much slower. No, I couldn't feel much slower. I hit the bottle pretty hard last night. I've been wound up a little too tight. I hit the bottle so hard, in fact, that this morning it hit me back. I was trying to remember what it was that she said when I was trying so hard to get into her bed. She said it with a laugh and patted my head and told me I should be going. And I can't quite remember just how I got home. All I know is that, man, I hate being alone. And maybe it's time I start to atone for these seeds I have been sowing. These seeds I have been sowing. I hit the bottle pretty hard last night. I've been wound up a little too tight. I hit the bottle so hard, in fact, that this morning it hit me back. I hit the bottle pretty hard last night. I've been wound up a little too tight. I hit the bottle so hard, in fact, that this morning it hit my back again. My head is pounding like a mission bell. Dream of heaven here in hell. Oh, 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 oh. And what's in a prayer and what's in a song? Is it something that makes us all feel we belong? Is it comfort for the soul when something is wrong? When you're going through nasty weather, and maybe tonight I'll start all over again and find some comfort in a lover or maybe a friend. Cause this kind of streak is liable to end. Tomorrow's gonna see much better. I hit the bottle pretty hard last night, but wound up a little too tight. I hit the bottle so hard, in fact, that this morning is hitting me back. I hit the bottle pretty hard last night. I've been wound up a little too tight. I hit the bottle so hard, in fact, that this morning it hit me back. I hit the bottle pretty hard last night. I've been wound up a little too tight. I hit the bottle so hard, in fact, that this morning it hit me back. I hit the bottle last night. See, I can't remember, but it's all right. I can't remember last night, but it's all right. Yeah, it's all right. And my mama said it's gonna be okay. And my daddy said, boy, you're on your way. And my mama said it's gonna be okay. My daddy said,
hit me back. Michael McDermott, thank Heather you. Horton in the house tonight. That's also the name of the new album, Hit Me Back. And you listen to some of those lines, and it's an experience we've all had. I hit the ball so hard, it hit me back.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, this was during my mom was dying, and I was driving an hour every day to see her and driving back. And so, you know, it was painful, and she was in hospice and in the psych ward, and it was just a total mess. And
I've been there.
I had some free 6 months of XM or something, so I was listening, flipping around, just trying to put my mind on it. And there are all these pop songs, and they're all very formulaic, and I just had that, because then I was going home and drinking and hitting it hard and driving out hungover the next day. And so I just thought just see if I could write one of those songs, you know. And there's a little – I hope there's a little meat to it. But essentially, you know, on the record, it's quite a pop song if the listeners –
the full-blown band version.
It's a straight-up pop song, you know, but written out of total darkness.
Well, that leads me to ask you about two other songs on later on in the album. Again, I suppose a lot of men can relate to the songs She's Gonna Kill Me. And Is There a Kiss Left on Your Lips?
Yeah.
I think those are places a lot of us have also been. You know, you come home and the door's bolted shut. You can't get in.
Well, Is There a Kiss was written, I came home really late and I wasn't allowed in bed. So I went to the, I was drunk off my mind and off my face and went in there, and it was so dark I didn't want to turn the light on because it was a little studio apartment and didn't want to wake her because I'd be in more trouble. So I kind of wrote this in the dark, and I wrote it on a plate and then some on the wall and my arm, and you know.
That's the way great artists work though, right?
You know.
On the table?
I think some of it was napkins. I know. It was just I was grabbing anything I could and trying to be as quiet as possible.
I think you would agree with me on this one, that hanging out in bars around this country is a great laboratory.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to observe characters and stories, there's no better place to go. And if I were a creative musician like yourself, I'd be sitting there with a notebook and a pen and writing down all these
ideas.
Well,
there's not that much good stuff there. I mean, it's always kind of because, I would do that when I was in my single days, just go there just to drink too, and I'd have a notebook. And there was, when you're looking for it, you never really find the good stuff. It's always kind of like when someone's having a conversation, you're not even supposed to be paying attention to it. And you go, did I just hear that right? and my friend David Berwald, who wrote a lot of that Sheryl Crow record,
right? Yes.
Are You Strong Enough? They were taking a break, and And he went to this gay bar, which is right by the studio, just to have a beer and take a break. And so two guys were arguing, like, are you strong enough to be my man? And he right there just went back to the studio. They knocked it out. You know?
That song, though, has, I think, one of the best opening lines ever.
Which is, I'm not sure what it is.
God, I feel like hell tonight.
Yeah, right.
It just sets up the whole song right there.
Yeah, yeah, David Berrowald was instrumental in that record. And, you know, David and his own stuff's great. But, like, I know what lines he wrote. And I can't say for sure, but that sounds just like a David line. You know?
But are you strong? Yeah. Now we know where that came from.
Yeah.
Thank you for the backstory. I appreciate it. Hey, let's do one more song here.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to do a song. All this faith talk. I'm going to do
the devil song.
Right? Devil song.
I made a deal with the devil the night before last. It was down in the heart. The river's rolling. The woods were hot and his hand felt so cold. I made a deal with the devil for my soul. In a tavern in Wyoming is where I first saw Slim with his dead house tattoo and his gold tooth grin. 10 miles outside of Cheyenne is where I dug his hole. I made a deal with the devil for my soul. Saw a ring of fire down in the harbor. I saw a cabin and a lantern over there. I saw whiskey in my jar. No matter how far you run, he always knows where you are. And he's around every corner. He's at the end of every road. I made a deal with the devil for my soul. Yes, someday soon I'll have to pay. I know. I made a deal with the devil.
I'd love to clap right now.
You know what I love? And this is what I remembered about 3 years ago.
What's that?
Is that, I mean, we keep our eyes shut in these situations, I think maybe to stay in tune. But I opened my eyes a couple times and your shoes are dancing all over.
Oh, yeah.
Because you really care. Like we said when we came in here, you care.
Yeah, we said off air.
And you get into it.
Say what you said off air.
Just that.
Don't use that F word, though.
No, I didn't say the F word. You said the F word. You said the F word. I didn't say the F word. I could, but I won't.
Yeah, no.
But the truth is that you really, you were one of those people that we remember from all of our travels because, and I saved your business card from 3 years ago. Aww. I don't say business cards unless they say model scout and photographer. No, I'm just kidding. But you just care, and it just makes you feel good when you go in the studio.
Absolutely.
And
you're rare.
Especially, you know, what he goes through in this, you know, industry.
This godforsaken business.
He's seen everybody. He's seen every walk in every studio, and there are a few that are just really, really special, and you're one of them. That's
Thank you. I appreciate that an awful lot. Well, I got one or two final questions here. We mentioned back at the beginning, you know, that you guys are a big family now.
Yeah.
With your child. So playing out these days is like weekend trips and things you can get to from home and get back?
Kind of. Well, we did 3 weeks down in Texas, and we, you know, it's challenging to find sitters in every town.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, you know, it's not like I have good friends in every city. So
exactly, yeah.
It's challenging, and we decided we had a kind of a weird experience down in here. Don't talk about
no
okay.
Details.
So anyways, yeah. So yeah. So otherwise, then she stays home.
Okay.
Stays at the hotel with wee little Willie.
So are you playing like mostly duo shows? Or
duo shows, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then we're going overseas in March, I think, March, April. So that'll be challenging. And, you know, so.
Well, yeah. You know, we're not too far away up here.
Yeah. No, I know.
We love Milwaukee. And he's still playing with the full band. But most of the stuff that when we're schlepping through the country and other countries, you have to strip it down.
Yeah.
Well, it's more cost-effective that way,
yeah,
for sure.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, last year in Italy, it was like $10,000 just to fly the band there. Yeah. So, I mean, your profit margin goes on the window. Yeah.
And you don't have a billionaire sponsor in your pocket either, do you?
No, not yet.
No corporate sponsorships. Not yet.
Well, when we get you up here for a full-blown gig, we'll make sure we let everybody know.
Great.
And invite everybody to the party.
Great.
Michael McDermott.
Thank you.
Heather,
it's an honor.
Good to see you guys again.
Thank you.
Don't make it so long next time, okay?
Good. All right. Fair enough.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.